Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. It is time for our chat with Stu Mac, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Hot dog. Get your hot dogs here.
That's the topic I hear.
We're going to be talking about hot dogs because what better part of the year to talk about hot dogs
than the middle
December.
Of winter?
That's the best time.
And we have our special guest, Joe Pod.
Joe Pod, ladies and gentlemen.
Returning on Chat with Stu Mac.
Also hot dog connoisseur.
I was about to say, without a doubt. Man,
okay.
this is perfect for this.
So you were telling me about this documentary that you've had on YouTube
from the 90s.
1996.
It's called A Hot Dog Program. And it was on PBS when I was a kid. And they put it on every year on 4th of July. It was just some programming they could throw in the air and just to have something, you know, playing that's patriotic, because what's more patriotic than hot dogs? But every year they would, and I would watch this thing every year. And then my dad found the VHS tape of A Hot Dog Program. And
wow.
So I would watch it all the time. I just watched it the other night.
Also, it seems appropriate that a hot dog program would be on a VHS as well, by the way.
Rick Saback. He put this together, and he goes around the whole country and interviewing different people at different hot dog stands. He just found it fascinating. All these different towns have different styles and different what do they serve and everything. Things that aren't there anymore, things that are still there, some of the hot dog shops that are on there. I have been to one of them, at least one that's on the list, which is Varsity in Atlanta. It's a huge drive-in. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Have you all been there?
Yeah.
I was driving by it one time as we're on our way to Florida. I'm like, there it is! There's Varsity! Quick! Get off the road! We gotta have a hot dog! They shout the orders at you. What do you have? What do you have? It's just an experience, and it was really cool. So a huge high school hangout back in the 50s probably?
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty decent hot dog.
L.A. has one of those, too. It was in that documentary.
It's
called Pink's. It's a classic there. The line down the street, it looks like from the 50s, too. But you can't go there and just walk up and get a hot dog. You're going to stand in line for an hour.
It's going to take some time.
Yeah, just to get a dog.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. I used to live out there. So I went to Pink's a couple times.
When I was with the Grizzlies, we set out to create baseball's best dog. So we spent one whole offseason like visiting all the different hot dog places here in town and trying to decide what's the best toppings, what are the best combinations. One ended up getting settled on was like cheese and bacon. I think it was wrapped in bacon, cheese added, but like
when
the big thing, right,
sounds good,
correct,
to me.
Like
sounds
exactly
good.
Exactly
good.
I think sauerkraut as well might have been on there. But the big thing was has to be all beef. That was the key.
Yep.
That's one of my standards. It has to be all beef, and it can't be boiled. Please don't serve me a boiled hot dog.
I agree. What is that? There's a few places in the documentary that boil their hot dogs in oil. So they're like fried.
Okay,
you know?
Well, fried is okay. Boiled is not.
Just water, though, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's like they turn green, too.
Grilled,
you know,
probably.
They turn green?
This is supposed to be a positive segment here about hot dogs. We're celebrating them.
I know.
The buns are important, too.
Buns are good.
The dog should be long enough
to
fit the bun.
Yes, that's true.
That's another.
Bun length. That's the new advertisement. Ooh, they're bun length. They're all supposed to be.
Why weren't they before? Right?
They should all be bun length hot dogs. All right, so the ones that you buy at the store, which one you go with? There's Nathan's and Heber National, and there's all kinds of different brands. What do you go with?
I think I like Heber National.
I like Heber National.
Nathan's is good, popular too. Heber National is very popular with us, too. Yep. But I can do a ballpark, too, as long as it is
the all beef.
Yeah. Right. All across the country, all these places, everybody has a different specialty. Like, you know, Cincinnati chili, or there's a town in upstate New York who does this really specific beef topping that goes on a dog.
Huh.
And then you've got...
I'll try it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try
every bit of it.
Try all of them.
Totally fine.
So, and the most interesting ones to me are the ones that aren't there anymore in this documentary. There's a place called Demon Dogs in Chicago. It was located under a subway train trestle, and they closed down back in 2004. But it was a pretty famous place because the guy that was the manager for the band Chicago ran it.
Huh.
And he also worked for the city for the Chicago Transit Authority. And that's important to know because it was underneath a subway trestle, which was owned by the government. And so he didn't pay rent or electricity ever.
A subsidized hot dog stand.
Every city needs one.
Right.
I mean, St. Louis has one downtown. This guy that's really, he gets like 5-star reviews, I think, near City Hall.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen, it's good.
Wrap us up, Joe. Give us your final thought about hot dogs.
Yeah, I feel like that I help raise the average hot dog consumption per person in the country because I eat them all the time, and I don't care. Like, over and over, you know, if I'm at a Cardinal game, if I'm at other tons of sporting events that I'm covering, I'm often eating hot dogs. So, and proud to be that guy to lift that average.
For 4th of July, we eat a lot of hot dogs starting there, and then the rest of the year... It's just a fest of hot dogs. We always have hot dogs available at the house. Actually, I wanted to start a hot dog shop.
You should.
I really
could see you running one.
I literally had a business plan and everything. There may be one in the future.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks to Joe Pott. Thanks to Stu McMillan.
Keep your buns hot.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.